Chapter 87, A Priest's Evil Plan. In a small village not far from Sharia, there lived a simple, uneducated Jew named Gershon, who owned and worked at the village inn that he had personally built. Although he owned the inn, he had to pay rent to the local pirates because the land upon which the inn stood belonged to him, not to Gershon. He also had to pay the pirates for the right to operate the inn and for the right to catch fish from the nearby river. Gershon was a simple man. He had little Torah knowledge and did not provide his children with a Torah education. There was no cheder in this small village, and he did not want to send his children away to another town or village to attend cheder. Nevertheless, he loved the Torah dearly and showed great honor to Talmidei Chachamim. When his daughters reached marriageable age, he went to great trouble to find Talmidei Chachamim for them to marry. This cost him huge sums of money, but he did it with a full heart. The Paritz was a terribly unpleasant person. When he grew old, he gave all his estates into the hands of his son to manage. The Paritz's son was far more pleasant to deal with, and also he did not hate Jews as his father did. Gershon had known the Paritz's son since he was a child, and the two of them were good friends. Gershon was delighted to discover that his friend was now in charge of the estates. It would only make life easier for him and for the other villagers. At the same time, a new priest arrived in the village. The priest was an evil man who despised the Jews. He wasted no time in trying to convince the local villagers that all Jews were wicked people who deserved hate and scorn. And within a short time, he had succeeded in convincing the local Gentiles to stop doing business with the enemies of the Christian religion. Gershon soon found himself with no way to earn a livelihood. The local non-Jews stopped visiting his inn and would buy nothing else from him, not even fish. Gershon, however, did not lose hope. He thought he could at least serve travelers passing through the village who needed a place to rest and eat. He also tried to find other buyers for the fish he caught. Despite all his effort, he barely earned a penny. That year, winter was especially harsh. Hardly a soul moved about the streets, and his inn remained empty. Even the fish seemed to have made a deal with the new priest. There were very few fish to be found in the river. Gershon's debts to the pirates continued to grow. He paid a visit to the new manager, the pirates' son, and explained his difficulties. The young nobleman was kind and understanding. He agreed to push off the entire debt to a later date. But one day, trouble struck. The old pirates decided to review the account books of his estates to see how his son was managing them. When he noticed the huge debt owed to him by Gershon the Jew, he roared in anger. "How could you allow this miserable Jew to drag out his debt for so long?" he yelled. His son tried to explain the difficulties Gershon faced, but the pirates refused to listen. He ordered Gershon to come before him and gave him 1 month to pay the debt in full. "If you do not pay me every last penny by that time," he yelled at the trembling Jew, "I will throw you and your wife into a dungeon and I will destroy everything you own." Gershon did not know what to do. Where would he find the full sum in just a month? The month sped by, and Gershon still did not have the money. He and his wife were certain they would be thrown into the dungeon and their property destroyed. But the priest had other ideas. "What will you gain," the priest asked the pirates, "if you throw these Jews into the dungeon?" "Well," replied the pirates, surprised that the Jew-hating priest suddenly seemed to care about the innkeeper, "what else should I do? You expect me to simply cancel their debt? I would never do that." "Oh no," said the priest, "I would never suggest such a thing." An evil smile spread across his face as he explained his plan to the pirates. "I have a far better plan. Take the Jew's oldest son as a security for their debt. You will see how quickly these Jews turn the entire world upside down in their desperation to get their son back. They will come up with the full sum in no time at all. That innkeeper would sell his own head in order to save his beloved son." The pirate was delighted by the priest's plan. But the priest was not finished. "Even if the Jews will not be able to find all the necessary funds," he continued, "you will at least earn the great merit of saving the lost soul of a miserable Jew by forcing their son to convert to Christianity. Oh, the pirate's evil personality was a perfect match for the priest's deep hatred of the Jews, and he nodded in eager agreement. He promised to hand over the Jewish boy to the priest if the Jews failed to find the funds. That same day, the pirate's men arrived at Gershon's Inn and dragged away their oldest son, a 12-year-old boy named David. The rest of the family screamed and cried, begged and promised, but nothing helped. They could only watch helplessly as David was taken from their home and led away by the pirates' guards. Gershon and his wife ran as fast as they could to the pirates' home. They fell on their faces before him, pleading that he imprisoned them instead of their son. "He's just a boy," they cried. "He has done nothing wrong. Please take us instead." The pirates was not moved by their pleas. "Your son has been taken as security to make sure you pay me what you owe," he barked. "Not for the main debt, mind you, because I do not mind waiting a bit longer for the payment of the main debt. Rather, your son will serve as security for the interest that you owe. You must pay the interest immediately." "Listen well, Jews," he continued. "If you do not pay the interest as well as the main debt within a short time, then you too, not just your son, will become my slaves." The pirates then informed the heartbroken parents that their son was being kept in the home of the priest. They were shocked and terrified by this news, which tore at their souls. Overwhelmed with grief, they wailed again and begged the pirates to remove David from the home of the priest. The cruel pirates, however, was enjoying their pain. "What are you complaining about? It is far better for a good boy like him to grow up as a Christian. Why should he grow up as a hated Jew? This is the best thing that could happen to him." With these words, Gershon and his wife realized that there was no hope. The old pirates would never show them mercy. They returned to their inn, broken and lost. What were they to do? How would they find enough money in such a short time? It was an impossible situation, with no solution in sight.